One of the most hard-fought elections in Washington state this year is the race for the congressional seat in the 1st District. It's an open seat. Jay Inslee held it until he stepped down to run for governor. The 1st District was once a Democratic stronghold, but the boundaries were redrawn this year. Now it's considered a swing district, closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. The two candidates who are running for the seat couldn't be more different. One, John Koster, is a rural conservative Republican with decades of political experience. The other, Susan DelBene, is a progressive Democrat who spent her career in business and high tech. KUOW's Deborah Wong has the first of our two stories on the candidates, beginning with Republican John Koster.
If John Koster has one signature issue in this campaign, it's the ballooning national debt. The homepage of his campaign website features a national debt clock ticking away. It now stands at more than $16 trillion.
I think one of the greatest things that we could do for our constituents and our future generations is not hamstring them with huge debt and huge deficits that they will have to pay off.
Koster is from the town of Arlington in Snohomish County. He and his wife raised four kids on the family dairy farm. He served three terms in the state legislature, where he co-founded the Conservative Caucus. He's now in his third term on the Snohomish County Council, where he's the lone Republican. Koster has been a staunch advocate of smaller government throughout his two decades in politics. He says he believes in less government regulation and has called for eliminating entire federal government departments. He opposes the big federal programs that came into being in the aftermath of the financial crisis, the stimulus, TARP, the auto industry bailout, and the Affordable Care Act. He says that's the main difference between him and his opponent, Susan DelBene.
I don't know Susan very well. She's probably a fine person. But she will continue to support the policies of this administration. They're progressive. They're liberal. I think they're the wrong direction for this country. And we just differ. There are two very, very different visions for America, I think, and that's what this election cycle is about.
But Democrats are hoping that voters in this election cycle will focus on an entirely different set of issues.
These days, women look around and it's clear decades of progress are under attack.
They have seized on Koster's conservative views on social issues. This TV ad was produced by House Majority PAC, a national super PAC which supports Democrats.
All women need to know about John Koster and the Tea Party is that we can't go back.
Koster boasts what he calls a 100% pro-life voting record. He's opposed to abortion, with no exceptions for rape or incest, and he's against same-sex marriage. In 1998, when he was in the state legislature, he co-sponsored the state's Defense of Marriage Act. That defined marriage as between one man and one woman. Koster talked about that time in an interview 4 years ago.
It's the homosexual agenda that just keeps moving and moving, and they push and they push.
That's Koster speaking with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. He's a pastor in Stanwood who produces a show called Warning TV. Koster complained that when he was working on the Defense of Marriage Act in Olympia, he didn't get the support he wanted from other Christians.
It was revealing to me then, even in the legislature, that we had some of the so-called pastors down there calling those of us who had signed on the legislation or working the legislation hate mongers.
Yeah.
You know, you look around behind you and say, well, where are the pastors who are saying the biblical worldview or the scripture says homosexuality is sin?
Republican Party Chair Kirby Wilbur acknowledges Koster is probably more conservative than the average voter on these issues. He says Washington voters tend to be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. But Wilbur says Koster is a known quantity in the towns and suburbs that make up the 1st District. And he says some people will support him, even if they disagree with his views on social issues.
John won't run from that. And I think there's a certain amount of respect with a segment of the population. We may not agree with him, but we know where he stands. He doesn't waffle. Ronald Reagan, I think, had that. When you look at polls during Reagan's era, a lot of people didn't agree with Reagan on certain positions, but they respected that they knew where he stood, because so many politicians are in that kind of gray area out there. And, you know, they go with the wind, they stick their finger up, see where the wind's blowing. John doesn't do that.
But Wilbur admits if social issues do become a central focus of this election, that might be a problem for Koster.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Happy birthday.
So on the campaign trail, Koster keeps his remarks relentlessly focused on other things, like the economy. This was a recent campaign event in Carnation. It was also a celebration of Koster's 61st birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And if you ask a sample of his supporters what issues are most important to them, this is what you're likely to hear.
Our debt is gigantic, and it is quite dangerous.
Well, I think there's a lot of things out there that we can cut that we don't need to have. They're totally unnecessary.
It's the deficits in the spending, and I think he's one that can help get that under control where the progressives cannot, will not.
Most of the people I spoke with identified themselves as Republican or conservative. Some said they were supporters of the Tea Party, but there were a few who didn't fit that mold.
To the middle, to the left of the spectrum on politically.
That's Jim Del Cielo. He used to work for Snohomish County on the council staff. He doesn't live in the 1st District, but he says he's supporting Koster because he's been a good elected official.
He's just a wonderful person to work for, and he was great to his staff. He gave really good direction, and even though he may not have agreed with how you felt about a given issue, he was always willing to give you the benefit of that because he always respected your opinion as well.
For his part, Koster says he has always enjoyed support from independents as well as moderate and conservative Democrats. He says he wouldn't have been able to win elections 6 times without some crossover appeal.
I just am who I am. These are my own personal beliefs. And you know what? I'm an American. I'm entitled to my personal beliefs just as much as they are. But if we can agree on 80%, 85%, 90% of the issues, then they should vote for me.
Both Koster and his Democratic opponent, Susan DelBene, are fighting for those crucial swing voters. The new 1st District has been described as one of the most evenly divided in the country, and the election is likely to be a close one. A poll by King 5 Survey USA from mid-September showed Koster with a 4-point advantage in the race. That's less than the poll's margin of error. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.